首先我愿意转达在德国和我一同聚会的弟兄姊妹向这边的众弟兄姊妹的问。
First, I'd like to send greetings from the brothers and sisters who are meeting with me in Germany to all the brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们可以在基督的身体里面有这样丰富的交通。
We thank the Lord that we can have such abundant fellowship in the body of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们打开圣经。
Let's open our Bible.
第一篇。
Psalm 1.
第一节。不从恶人的计谋。不占罪人的道路，不做亵慢人的座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Verses 1 and 2. How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
他要像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子也不枯干，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Verse 3, and he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
恶人并不是这样，乃像糠皮被风吹散。
Verse 4, the wicked are not so, but they are like chaff, which the wind drives away.
因此当审判的时候，罪人必站立不住，罪人在义人的会中也是如此。
Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous.
因为耶和华知道义人的道路，恶人的道路却必灭亡。
For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish.
好，我们圣经就先念到这里，我们一起祷告。
This concludes our scripture reading for now. Let's pray together.
天父，我们感谢你这样爱了我们。
Heavenly Father, how we thank you that you loved us so.
感谢你照着你自己的大怜悯。
We thank you that according to your great mercy.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活，重生了我们。
You give us reborn us through the resurrection from the dead by the Lord Jesus Christ.
使我们有了活泼的盼望。
Therefore, we have this living hope.
而且可以得着那不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残、存在天上那永远的基业。
In addition, we have this inheritance that is undefiled, imperishable, reserved in the heavens for us.
为了这样荣耀的恩典，我们天天感谢赞美你。
For this glorious grace, we thank and praise you every day.
感谢你今天还把我们摆在这个地上。
We thank you that you have still put us here on this earth today.
在这样一个弯曲背扭的时代的里面。
In such a crooked and evil generation,
你今天仍要得着你自己的教会。
You still will gain your own church.
来宣扬那照我们出黑暗如奇妙光明者的美德。
So that we can proclaim the excellencies of him who has called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
我们早晨一同谦卑地匍匐在你的面前。
With all humility, we prostrate ourselves before you this morning.
我们愿意这一生都在你的手中。
We desire that all the days of our lives would be in your hands.
让你的旨意行在我们的身上，如同行在天上一样。
So that your will be done in us as it is lived out in heaven.
早晨我们求主，你自己把你的话说在我们的中间。
We ask you to speak your own words in our midst.
无论是讲的，是翻译的，还是听的，我们都需要你向我们说话。
We need you to speak to the speaker, the translator, and all of us here.
我们都需要你的圣灵来释放我们。
We all entreat you to issue your Holy Spirit to liberate us.
我们仰望你的怜悯。
We look to your mercy.
听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 我们的神是何等一位伟大的神。
Our God is such a great God.
我们的主耶稣是何等一位丰富的主。
Our Lord Jesus Christ is such an abundant Lord.
当这位荣耀的主耶稣进到我们生命里的时候，
When this glorious Lord has come into our lives,
他带给我们生命是何等大的改变。
He would usher in such great change in our lives.
我们感谢主，他重生了我们。
We thank the Lord that he has rebirthed us.
他让我们来经历这一个丰富的生命在我们生命中是何等的奇妙。
He also allow us to experience this wondrous experience that we can experience this new life.
而且我们发现这一个丰富的生命在我们里面实在是过于我们所能述说的。
And this abundant life in us is beyond how we can express.
诗篇特别讲到神儿女在主耶稣基督里的丰富的生命的经历。
The Psalms particularly describe the abundant experience of the children of God in the Lord Jesus.
所以我们看见在整本圣经里面，诗篇是最长的一卷书。
Therefore, we see that in the entire Bible, the Psalms are the longest book.
因为我们的主太丰富了。
Because our Lord is indeed so abundant.
就算这150篇也不过是给我们好像一点的预尝就是了。
Even if there are 150 chapters of the Psalms, it's only a foretaste.
我们知道我们的主是这样的伟大。
We know that our Lord is so great.
所以保罗他这样告诉我们说，我们要和众圣徒一同的来明白基督的爱是何等的阔长深高。
Therefore, the Apostle Paul tells us that we have to come with all the saints to understand the height and length and breadth and depth of the love of Christ.
而且知道这爱实在是过于我们所能测度的。
And we also should know that this love is beyond, surpasses all our understanding.
在这些诗篇的经历的里面，
In the experience of these Psalms,
它不是告诉我们，只是告诉我们我们的经历。
It doesn't just tell us about our experiences.
它更把这一位主耶稣基督更深的启示给我们。
The Psalms furthermore reveal the Lord Jesus deeper to us.
那么诗篇从哪里开始呢？
So where do all the Psalms start?
这些经历从哪里开始呢？
Where do all our experiences begin?
从诗篇第一篇开始。
It starts with Psalm 1.
弟兄姊妹，这里告诉我们说，我们蒙恩得救是从哪里开始的？
This tells us where our salvation ought to start.
我们读诗篇第一篇，我想我们每一个人都有一个很深的印象，就是耶和华的律法。
If we read Psalm 1, we are all very deeply impressed by this fact, which is the law of the Lord.
我们蒙重生是从主的话开始。
We have been born again, it's the beginning of, we start with the word of God.
听道是从信道而来。
We believe the word because we've heard the word.
信道乃是从基督的话而来。
We believe the word because it is from the word of God.
我们蒙了重生，不是由于那必朽坏的种子。
We have been born again not because of the seed of the perishables.
我们蒙了重生，乃是由于那不能朽坏的种子，就是神那活泼长存的道。
We have been born again from the seed that is imperishable, which is His living word that abides forever.
当这个生命的道进到我们生命里的时候，
When this word comes into our lives,
我们都可以做见证，我们的生命有了何等大的改变。
We can all testify that our lives have changed so much.
诗人在这里他描述说我们从前是怎样的一种光景。
So the psalmist described here what our prior conditions are.
我们现在是怎样的一种光景？
And the psalmist then describes what our current conditions are.
我们什么叫做蒙恩得救呢？
What does it mean to be saved by grace?
我们蒙恩得救从哪里开始呢？
Where is our salvation start?
这里告诉我们说，我们乃是从糠秕的人生转变成呢有活水泉源的人生。
Here, someone tells us that we start with the life being chaff, and it's becoming into the life of the from the spring of living waters.
不仅是活水泉源的人生，更是结果子的人生。
Not only is a life from the spring of living water, it is also a life that bears fruit.
弟兄姊妹，我们所蒙的救恩太大了。
So the salvation that we receive is indeed so great.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给我们。
And he has given us his only begotten son.
不仅让我们不致灭亡。
Not only do we not perish.
不致像这糠皮一样就被风吹散了。
It's not like chaff that will be blown away by the wind.
最后是丢在那永远的火湖的里面。
And the chaff will be thrown into this fire and stream of eternal damnation.
如果我们不蒙恩得救。
If we are not saved by grace,
我们和神永远的隔绝。
We will be forever separated from God.
在黑暗中永永远远的受苦。
In darkness, we will suffer forever.
是我们的主拯救了我们。
It is the Lord who has saved us.
这恩典实在太大了。
This salvation is indeed so great.
就是免去这永远的刑罚，我们就天天的赞美，天天的感恩。
He has removed this eternal punishment. Therefore, we ought to thank and praise him forever.
但是这个救恩实在不仅仅是消极的这一面。
However, this salvation is not only from this non-proactive side.
这个救恩实在是太荣耀了。
This salvation is indeed so glorious.
我们蒙恩得救不是加入一个组织。
When we are saved by grace, we're not just joining an organization.
不是过一个宗教的生活。
We're not living a life of religion.
也不是我们有一个新的好像一种生活的方式。
It's not like we have a new living way of living.
乃是一个生命的故事。
But ours is a life, a story of life.
是从糠秕的人生转变成有活水泉源的人生。
We're turning from a life of being chaff, turning into a life from a spring of living waters.
而且是结果子的人生。
It is also, furthermore, a life that bears fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这是何等奇妙的救恩啊。
Brothers and sisters, what wondrous salvation this is.
弟兄姊妹，什么是糠皮呢？
So, brothers and sisters, what is chaff?
糠皮就是麦子和谷粒外面的那层皮和那个壳子。
Chaff is this husk of a wheat between the inside grain and the outside.
我们从前的生活是不是糠皮的人生呢？
Our prior lives, weren't they all like a life of being chaff?
糠皮有什么特点呢？
What is the characteristic of being chaff?
糠皮没有分量。
Chaff has no weight or no importance.
随风吹散。
It can be blown away by the wind.
风怎样吹，它就往哪里吹。
According to the direction of the wind, it will be blown away.
我们蒙恩得救以前。
Before we were saved by
grace, 我们都死在罪恶过犯之中。
We were all dead in transgressions and sins.
我们和这世上人一模一样。
We are just like people in this world.
我们随从今世的风俗。
We are following the course of this world.
顺从空中掌权者的首领。
We're following the rule of the people who rules and reigns in the sky.
就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵啊。
Which is we're following the evil spirit of the sons of perdition.
我们是放纵肉体的情欲。
We led astray our own lusts.
随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行。
We just act according to what we like to do.
本为可怒之子和大家都一模一样啊。
We were just like the sons of perdition, just like everyone else.
是不是一点的风，一点的风吹草动，我们就像糠皮一样就被刮走了呢？
Isn't it just like there's a little movement of something, then we're just like being blown away by the wind, just like the chaff.
我觉得我这个糠皮比原来还比别人还轻一点。
I feel like I'm even more of a lightweight when we're talking about being chaff.
我记得那会儿我出国的时候，出国风刮得很小。
I remember when I went abroad to the U.S., the fashion of going abroad is still a very minor trend.
一点小风就把我刮到美国来了。
So just a minor wind, it brought me to the U.S.
今天风刮得大一点，这么多的糠皮都刮到美国来了。
Today we have a big wind, so this torrential wind just bring all of you here to the U.S.
我们从前都一样。
Previously, we were all the same.
有多少世界的风俗啊？
There were all these courses of this world.
今天这个世界说可以不注重婚姻。
This world now says that we don't have to put any emphasis on marriages.
这个世界说可以改变婚姻的定义。
This world says that we can change the meaning of marriages.
这是今世的风俗。
This is the course of this world.
我们从前是随风吹散的。
Previously, we were just blown away by the wind.
今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Today, we've been saved by grace.
我们不再过糠皮的人生。
We no longer have a life of being chaff.
基督成为我们的分量。
Christ Jesus becomes the weight, the importance of our life.
有一个活水的泉源在我们的里面。
There's a spring of living water within us.
我们是不是还要像糠皮一样随风飘散呢？
We should not be just like chaff again, being blown away by the wind.
我们蒙了重生啊，弟兄姊妹。
We have been born again, brothers and sisters.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
一个人的分量是什么？
What is the importance or weight of a person?
爱是一个人的分量。
Love is the measure of someone's importance.
虽然我可以非常的有权势。
Maybe I have a lot of power.
我很有钱财。
Maybe I have a lot of money.
我很有地位。
Maybe I have great stature.
我非常有权柄。
I have great authority.
好像我可以，甚至我可以做了总统了。
Maybe I could even become the president.
我想在人的感觉里面，那是非常有分量的。
So in people's mind, this is something that is very important.
但是一个做总统的，如果他背后做害羞的事。
However, if a president does something unbecomingly behind the scenes,
他在人心中的分量就失去了。
Then his importance in people's mind will disappear.
我是一个最大的汽车公司。
Maybe I'm the biggest auto company.
全国都以我为荣。
The entire nation is proud of me.
但是虽然我是这样的感觉，是这么大的一个公司，
But even though I'm such a great vast company,
但是我却做了害羞的事。
However, I've done something unbecoming.
在人心目中的分量就没有了。
Therefore, the importance of my company in people's minds disappear.
你说我今天很属灵。
You can say I'm very spiritual today.
我可以有先知讲道之能。
I have the prophecy of the prophets.
我可以讲各样的方言。
I can speak in tongues.
我可以有全备的心，甚至可以移山。
I have such faith that I can move mountains.
甚至我觉得我可以舍己身，叫人焚烧。
I can even let my body to burn to a sacrifice for others.
我可以这样的向为每个人牺牲的。
I can also sacrifice for every single one.
但是在我的言语行动里面，我常常自夸。
However, in my words and deeds, I am boastful.
在人心目中没有分量。
Therefore, in people's mind, you will have no importance.
你说我不自夸。
You say that I do not boast.
但我这个计算人的恶。
However, I remember, I take into account a wrong suffered.
没有分量。
No importance.
我不计算人的恶，我也不自夸。
I do not boast and I do not take into account a wrong suffered.
但我轻易发怒。
However, I anger easily.
在人心目中没有分量。
You also have no importance in people's mind.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank you, Lord. Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
今天这一个泉源，这里有个溪水，这是一个不止息的爱的泉源。
So here we have this stream, and this is a love that does not cease.
今天这个爱的泉源在我们的里面。
Today this spring of love is within us.
不是我们有什么分量。
It's not that we of ourselves of any importance.
乃是这个爱的泉源在我们里面成了我们的分量。
However, the spring of love within us has become our importance.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天是神的儿女。
Brothers and sisters, today we are children of God.
我们不能够随风吹散。
We cannot just be blown away by the wind.
还有很多异教之风。
There's also all these apostasies.
弟兄姊妹，我们是不是随着许多的异教之风飘来飘去，随从各样的异端呢？
Are we not following all these heresies and blowing away this way and that way?
我们从前是糠皮的人生。
Previously, we have a life being chaff.
今天是有活水泉源的人生。
Today we have a life out of a spring of living water.
糠皮不仅没有分量。
Chaff not only is not important,
糠皮也没有价值。
Chaff, furthermore, has no value.
在我们没有蒙恩得救以前，我们不晓得为什么生活。
Before we were saved by grace, we did not know why we live.
我们不知道人生的价值和意义。
We did not know the value of life and the significance of life.
只有神的话语，只有耶和华的律法告诉我们说，神起初照着他的形象来造我们。
Only the word of God tells us that God made us in his image and in his likeness.
他让我们彰显基督的荣耀。
God allows us to manifest the glory of Christ.
让我们显出基督的全能。
So that we can manifest the sovereignty of Christ.
我想我们这个我们在祷告中我们在这个交通中我们讲过很多次。
We constantly harp on this in our prayers and our fellowship.
但是这个荣耀是什么样的一种形象呢？
But what kind of image does this glory take?
我们说这个人满了基督的荣耀。
We say that this man is full of the glory of Christ.
那是什么样的一种形象呢？
So what kind of image does it take?
我们知道那是一个谦卑顺服的形象。
We know that it takes the form of humility and obedience.
只有在一个谦卑顺服的身上，神的全能才能够彰显。
Only in someone, a saint who is humble and obedient, could the sovereignty of God be fully manifested.
圣经上主告诉我们说，我们的信心如果像一粒芥菜种，我们就可以移山了。
The Bible tells us that if our faith is as small as the mustard seed, we can move mountains.
我不知道你有没有移过山。
I don't know if you have ever moved mountains.
我们中间是移过山，可以让我们看一下。
If you have ever moved mountains, please let us see.
你说芥菜种小到一个地步，就我这种眼神看不见的。
A mustard seed is so small that with my vision, I cannot see it.
有的时候我想说，主啊，我的信心总比一粒芥菜种大一点吧。
A lot of times I say to the Lord, Lord, my faith is ought to be bigger than a mustard seed.
怎么我跟山说你去
？When I say to the mountain, you go.
山如果会说话呢，他说我不去。
If the mountain can talk, it will say, I won't go.
弟兄姊妹，为什么山不去呢？
Why wouldn't the mountain go?
我们觉得我们信心太小，对不对？
We feel that our faith is too small, right?
但主说，就是百种中最小的，不能再小了。
But the Lord says, even if your faith is as small as the smallest of all the seeds,
比只要有这么小的心就移山了。
If a faith as small as this, you can move mountains.
那如果山会说话的话。
But if the mountains can talk.
我说山呢，你去。
And I say to the mountain, you go.
山说我不去。
And the mountains will say, I won't go.
我说山呢，你为什么不去？
And I say to the mountains, why wouldn't you go?
我想山可能跟我讲。
Maybe the mountain will say to me.
主耶稣早晨让你去看圣经，你去哪儿？
The Lord Jesus asked you to go read the Bible this morning. Where did you go?
主耶稣让你去，你不去；你让我去，我也不去。
The Lord tells you to go read the Bible, and you did not go. And you tell me to be moved, and I won't move.
弟兄姊妹，如果基督的形象不能显在我们的身上
，Brothers and sisters, if the image of Christ cannot be manifested in our midst,
多少是我们羡慕有一个全能。
Oftentimes we long for this mighty power.
你发现这个全能显不出来。
And you see that this mighty power cannot be revealed.
因为神的全能只在一个谦卑顺服的身上完全的能够彰显出来。
Because the mighty power of God can only be manifested in a humble and obedient person.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, today we've been saved by grace.
我们不再是糠皮的人生啊。
We no longer lead a life of being chaff.
糠皮的人生不仅没有分量，没有价值，而且是没有生命的。
Furthermore, leading a life of chaff does not have significance and value and does not have life.
生命是枯干的。
Life withers.
是不是这样？
Is it not so?
稍微上一点年纪，我们就知道我们的生命是枯干的。
You just need to be a little bit aged, and you will know that life is life withers.
如果你服侍过老人家，你更知道生命是枯干的。
If you have served the elderly saints, you know life withers.
感谢主，今天主耶稣成了我们的生命。
We thank the Lord that He has become our life today.
他不仅赐给我们生命，而且赐给我们更丰盛的生命。
Not only has He given us life, He has given us abundant life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们今天蒙恩得救的故事。
Brothers and sisters, this is the story of our salvation.
不再过糠皮的人生。
We no longer lead a life of being chaff.
乃是过一个有活水泉源的人生。
We need to lead a life from the spring of living water.
乃是一个结果子的人生。
And we need to lead a life that bears fruit.
很多时候我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，我们真的觉着生命真的太奇妙的改变。
When we were first saved by grace, we indeed felt that we have wondrous changes in our lives.
我们真的觉着里面好像有活水啊。
We really feel that there's living water within.
你知道这个圣经里的次序，有的时候我觉得有的时候很难理解。
Sometimes the sequencing in the Bible is hard to understand in my view.
他先讲果子，后讲叶子。
First it talks about fruit, then it talks about leaves.
所以我们刚刚蒙恩得救的时候，什么是我们的果子呢？
So when we were first saved by grace, what is our fruit?
那是我们生命直接的反应。
That's a direct reaction to our life.
从前的痛苦，从前觉着很苦的事情，现在一点不觉苦。
Previously, what we consider as a pain and a chore, now is not a pain and chore at all.
那个生命的直接的反应不一样了。
So a direct reaction in life is different.
圣经里说有那个嘴唇的果子。
The Bible also talks about the fruit of the lips.
这是一个直接的生命的反应。
This is a direct reaction of being in life.
你知道在法国大革命的时候。
In the French Revolution.
那个时候反叛者他们把皇帝甚至都送上了断头台。
The rebels even put their emperor into the guillotine.
哇，他们把皇帝就这样就杀掉了。
They kill the emperor in this way.
然后他们要把皇后也送上断头台。
They also want to send the queen to the guillotine.
当皇后走上断头台的时候。
As the queen was going to the guillotine.
她一下踩到了一个反叛者的手。
The queen stepped on the hand of a rebel.
生命直接的反应。
This is a direct reaction of life.
她说对不起。
And she apologized.
你知道这一小小的一声对不起，在这些所有的反叛者心中存一辈子。
But this small apology would abide forever in the hearts of these rebels.
生命直接的反应。
This is a direct reaction in life.
很多时候我们真的蒙恩得救了。
Sometimes we truly have been saved by grace.
但是好像过了一段时间以后。
But after some period of time.
不晓得为什么我们生命直接的反应跟糠皮一模一样。
We don't know why, but our direct reaction in life is exactly like having a life of being chaff.
从前糠皮怎样的反应?
Previously, however, a life of being chaff would react.
今天好像有了活水的泉源，照样反应。
So today, even though we have a spring of living waters, we react in the same way.
叶子不枯干。
Leaves not withering.
那不是指着外貌说的。
It does not refer to outward appearance.
外体可以衰残。
Our outer being may decay.
内心却一天新似一天呢。
However, our inner man is renewed day by day.
弟兄姊妹，从前过糠皮的人生，内心每天都过不去啊。
If we were having a life of being chaff, our hearts cannot get along.
每天都觉着是 boring, 是枯燥的。
Our every day we felt that it was boring and mundane. 你知道，
等到这个活水进到我们里面，内心是一天新似一天呢。
However, when the living water comes into our heart, our hearts are new day by day.
有的时候，你跟年长的弟兄姊妹基础接触，真的是外体可以衰残呢，内心却一天新似一天呢。
You can have some fellowship with older saints, and you really notice that their outer man may be decaying, but their inner man is renewed day by day.
可是不知道什么时候。
But we don't know when.
我们应该是有活水泉源的。
We ought to have a living water.
我们内心是一天新似一天的。
Our inner man ought to be renewed day by day.
不知道什么时候我们心思黑暗了。
However, we don't know when, but our hearts are darkened.
愁苦把我们抓住了。
Sorrow has grasped us.
忧愁把我们捆绑了。
A sadness has put us in bondage.
心里面甚至充满了苦毒。
Our hearts is even filled with bitterness.
凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Here it talks about all he does, he prospers.
我们知道在旧约圣经里面有一个非常好的图画。
We know that in the Old Testament, there's a very good picture.
我们看见约瑟，真的是圣经上说凡他所做的尽都顺利。
We see that Joseph, whatever he does, he prospers.
因为耶和华与他同在。
Because the Lord God is with him.
这是活水的人生。
This is a life from the spring of living water.
无论他走到哪里。
No matter where he hides.
就是走到死牢里面，耶和华也与他同在。
Even in the deepest dungeon, the Lord was with him.
这叫做凡事顺利。
This is what it means by he prospers in everything.
不知道什么时候。
But we don't know when.
我们好像摸不着主。
We cannot sense the Lord.
我们明明知道我们蒙恩得救了。
We clearly know that we've been saved by grace.
虽然有的时候我们怀疑说怎么明明不再是康皮的人生，怎么又过康皮的生活呢？
Sometimes we do doubt. We no longer have this life of being chaff. However, we're leading a life of being chaff.
但我们里面知道我们得救了。
However, we know within us that we have been saved.
因为从前过康皮人生的时候，从来不羡慕神的同在。
Because when we were leading a life being chaff, we never longed for the presence of God.
现在我们里面非常渴慕。
Now there's this longing within us.
什么时候我们失去这个同在，我们里面就觉得非常的痛苦。
Once we lose this presence, we're in turmoil inside.
我们真的蒙恩得救了。
We have indeed truly been saved by grace.
到底为什么？
Why?
我们说地位上我们是有活水泉源的人生。
In terms of position, we do have a life from the spring of living water.
我们有一个结果子的人生。
We do have this life that bears fruit.
但是在我们的生活里面，我们发现怎么还是糠皮。
However, in our daily lives, we're still like chaff.
糠皮怎样随风吹散？
Just like the chaff that is blown away by the wind.
我们也随风吹散。
We're also blown away by the wind.
糠皮都说婚姻的定义可以改变。
Chaff says that the definition of marriage can be changed.
神的儿女说什么呢？
What do the children of God say?
难道要随风吹散吗？
Are we also going to be blown away by the wind?
我们蒙恩得救了，弟兄姊妹。
We have been saved by grace, brothers.
到底为什么？
Why?
我们真的是有活水的泉源在里面。
Do we truly have the spring of living waters within us?
为什么外面有的显出真的是糠皮的人生呢？
Why is it that on the outside we show this life of being chaff?
我觉得主的话非常奇妙。
I think that the words of God is very wondrous.
虽然好像就这么几节圣经。
Even though there are these few verses only.
他不仅告诉我们我们的生命从哪里开始。
Not only does it tell us where our life starts.
他也不仅告诉我们说我们的蒙恩得救是发生了何等大的改变。
It also, these verses not just tell us the great transformation our lives have become.
他更告诉我们说我们过活水泉源人生的秘诀。
Furthermore, these verses tell us the secret to leading a life from a spring of living waters.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们每个人所需要的。
Brothers, this is every one of us need this.
我们何等盼望在世上，我们行走的时候，我们能够成为主耶稣基督的见证。
How we desire that when we walk on this earth, we can be the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ.
有哪一个神的儿女愿意说，我这一生就继续过糠皮的人生呢？
Which child of God desires to still lead a life of being chaff?
当世俗在那里刮风的时候，是不是我们能站得住呢？
When the course of this world turns, can we stand firm?
弟兄姊妹，那个秘诀是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is the secret?
所以这里面我们仔细读的时候，我们发现给我们很好的这一个帮助。
If we read these verses carefully, we'll be greatly helped.
他说：“这个有福的人哈，他像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
How blessed is the man who is like a tree firmly planted by streams of water?
这里讲到栽树。
It talks about a tree planting.
我想在北美我们种树，大家有很多弟兄姊妹都很有经验的。
We know that in North America, a lot of brothers and sisters are very experienced in tree planting.
你可以到 Home Depot 买一棵树。
You can go to Home Depot and buy a tree.
家里挖个坑把它种进去就完了。
You just dig a little hole in your house and then you can put it in and that's it.
在我小的时候我们种树没那么简单。
When I was little, it was not so easy to plant a tree.
那个时候我们要跑到一个植物园去，那个树在那里，就是说已经栽好的树苗，我们要自己把它挖出来。
At that time, we had to go to a botanical garden, and then we have to find this seedling, and we have to dig it out ourselves.
我记得那个时候可能四年级还是五年级，可能是五年级的时候，我们就被派去要，因为要在我们学校里面要种树，我们这些孩子们就被送去植物园，就是自己要把那棵树挖出来。
I remember I was maybe fourth and fifth grade, and all us, the school children, would be sent to this botanical garden to dig out all these seedlings.
他这个园丁就告诉我们说，因为我们什么都不懂。
The gardener told us, because we know nothing.
他说最重要的一件事。
The most important thing is,
就你一定要有根。
You have to have roots.
叶子掉了没关系。
It's okay if you lose some leaves.
枝子断了也没关系。
It's okay if the branches are broken.
你那个树根呢，一定要大到一个范围。
However, the roots have to cover such a broad scope.
然后呢，连那个泥巴带土，整个根要把它包起来，扛回去。
And you have to have these all this soil and dirt covering this whole massive root structure. And you have to bring the whole thing back to school. We don't have a truck.
连推车都没有。
We don't have a push cart.
我们是两个小朋友一起抬啊。
So the two of us, two school children, we're carrying a seedling.
光从那个植物园抬回去要走三个钟头。
We had to walk 3 hours from the botanical garden to back to our school.
所以我们有的小朋友他们就很聪明啊。
So some of the school children were very smart.
他说这泥巴有什么用啊？
They said, what is the point of carrying all the soil?
把它都弄掉，不轻很多吗？
Let's just get rid of all the soil. It'll be a lot lighter.
所以他们跑得很快。
So they ran very fast.
所以他们等我们走到，人家都种好树了。
So by the time we finally arrived, they have done with this tree planting.
这个我们这些比较这个笨的孩子。
So we children who are dumber,
我们吭吭哧哧的这个真的干了一天呢，最后终于把树种好了。
So we did exactly what we were told, and we spent one whole day, and we finally finished planting this tree.
但是没过多久，那些种得快的树都重新要再种。
But not very soon after, all those trees who were quickly planted, they have to be replanted again.
我们这些笨的孩子。
We who are the dumb kids.
等到三十年以后
，After 30 years，
我们又回去母校。
We went back to our alma mater.
老师告诉我们，这就是你种那棵树。
The teacher said, "This is the tree that you planted."
那已经是成了参天大树了。
It has become this great ginormous tree.
种树的人都非常知道这个秘诀。
All the tree people who are experienced in planting trees, they all know the secret.
根是非常关键的一件事。
The key important thing are the roots.
基督徒生命的关键点在乎我们的根。
The key point of a Christian life is our roots.
很多人在乎外面的果子。
A lot of people care about the outward fruits.
你可以绑上去的。
You can tape the fruit on the tree.
我发现现在连叶子都做得很像啊。
I noticed that even now you can have very real fake leaves.
我到了一个弟兄家里，连那个黄的叶子都是做出来的。
I went to the house of a brother. He has this yellow foliage. Even that is fake.
哎呀，做的真的，我觉得那是棵真的树啊。
I really thought that was a real tree.
弟兄姊妹，如果要是长出来的果子
，However, if the fruit has really been grown.
叶子是长出来的叶子
，and the leaves have been grown from within.
根是关键
，the roots are the key.
基督徒必须做过扎根的生活。
A Christian has to lead a life that takes root downward.
不过扎根的生活，弟兄姊妹，我们仍然过糠皮的人生。
If we have a life that does not take root downward, we're still leading a life of being chaff.
我们回想一下我们自己的生命的历程。
Reflect upon your previous life and experiences.
什么时候我们不在基督里扎根？
Anytime we did not take root in Christ,
我们的生命是不是像糠皮一样呢？
Weren't our lives just like being chaff?
有的时候我们问为什么？
Sometimes we ask why.
我们觉得可能有人捣乱，对不对？
Maybe somebody was causing trouble, right?
还有人拿刀子来割我们。
Maybe somebody was coming after us with knives.
有人拿剪刀剪我们。
Maybe somebody was cutting us off with their scissors.
弟兄姊妹，植物有一个非常奇妙的特点。
There's a very unique characteristic of plants.
你砍过，你剪过，结果子更多。
Things you have, plants that you have cut and pruned, you can even bear more fruit.
很多时候我们觉得这个人是我的难处，那个人是我的难处，老板是我的难处，妻子难处，丈夫难处，都是难处。
Sometimes I say, I have difficult conditions everywhere. This, that, my boss, my spouse, my husband, my wife.
但是是你的根的难处。
But the real difficulty is your root.
我们如果根出了问题，
if our roots are problematic,
不能够在基督的活水里扎根，
and we cannot take root downward in the joy in the spring of His living water.
就算把所有难处都给你挪去，
even if all the difficulties were moved,
主把你所有的山都挪去了，
and the Lord has moved all these difficult people from your life.
我们仍然过糠皮的人生。
We will still lead a life of being chaff.
这不是我们的见证。
This is not our testimony.
这不是正常的基督徒生活。
This is not a normal Christian life.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要学习过扎根的生活。
Brothers and sisters, we have to lead a life to learn to take root downward.
根基若毁坏，义人还能做什么呢？
If the foundation is ruined, what can the righteous man do?
但如果真的扎根的话，
If I truly were to take root downward,
说实在的，什么样的环境都不怕。
No matter what circumstances arise, you would not be fearful.
下雨天不怕吧？
You're not afraid of the rain.
你不要以为下雨天是好事。
Don't think that a rainy day is a good day.
你知道这个我在德国哈，我们那个地方下雨很多。
In the place in Germany where I met, it rains a lot.
你知道那个树长得可好了。
So the trees really, really flourish.
不像这边整天喷水，这个真的太浪费钱了。
It's not like here where you actually water your plants. It's such a waste of money.
你知道，等到真的刮风的时候
，When the wind truly blows,
我发现很稀奇啊。
Amazingly,
很多你觉得真的绝对不会倒的树，它都倒了。
All the trees that you think are unshakable, they actually fall down.
我就过去看一看。
So I go over and take a look.
我发现那些树哈，根才这么厚，这么长。
And I noticed that those trees only have roots this long.
因为雨水足够了。
Because they are just surviving on the rainwater alone.
他觉得说，何必扎那么深呢？
And the tree thinks, why do I have to take roots so deep?
太慢了。
It's too slow.
今天很多神的儿女觉得说这样扎根太慢了。
A lot of the children of God today feels like taking root downward is too slow.
你看现在上网什么都听不到呢？
Just go online and you can listen to all kinds of sermons.
什么的解经你找不到呢？
What kind of explanation of the Bible you can't find online?
何必这么辛辛苦苦的读圣经呢？
Why do you have to study the Bible with such great effort?
而且讲出来都是错的。
And whatever you say are all wrong.
大家都觉得你这个人怎么那么奇怪？
They all think that you are such a strange person.
明明都有标准答案了，你在吭哧吭哧干什么？
There are model answers everywhere. What are you muttering these words?
弟兄姊妹，等到世俗上刮风的时候，你就发现就显出来了。
But brothers and sisters, when the course of this world has started to rise a wind, then you can see the difference.
是的，我们可以绑上很多的果子。
Yes, indeed, we can tape a lot of fruit on these trees.
我们可以把叶子做得真的非常漂亮。
We can make the fake leaves look very beautiful.
神看人跟人看人真的不一样。
God looks at man not like men look at men.
人是看外貌。
Men look at people's outward appearance.
神看你的根。
God looks at our root.
你真的在基督里扎根了吗？
Are you truly taking root in Christ?
你真的在主的话语里扎根了吗？
Are you truly taking root in the word of the Lord?
还是说我们只要找到一些标准答案就够了呢？
Or are you saying that as long as I come up with some model answers, that's enough?
只要我的祷告能够大家都阿们就可以了。
As long as I say a prayer and people amen my prayer, that's enough.
这难道是我们的根吗？
Are these our roots?
我们感谢主，有的时候我们觉得周围的雨水很多。
We thank the Lord, a lot of times there's a lot of rainwater around us.
但是有一个很大的危险。
However, there's this great danger.
我们觉得不用扎根就够了。
We feel that we don't need to take root downward, and that's.
你看我们这么多人一起聚会。
Look, there's so many people gathering here.
有人说我们人海战术就够了。
We just come into victory in number of people.
以后哪敢仇敌来搅扰我们？我们这么多人，有时候我们打群架也得把打败了。
We can fight en masse, and then the enemy cannot overcome us.
弟兄姊妹。我们如果不在基督里深深的扎根
However, brothers and sisters, if we were not to take root downward deeply in Christ Jesus,
其实很多时候神的恩典反而让我们这个器皿被破坏掉了
In reality, a lot of even the grace of God can destroy us vessels.
只要有根
We have to have root.
下雨不怕
Don't worry about the rain.
干旱也不怕。
You don't need to worry about the drought.
有人能剪刀剪你不怕。
It's okay if somebody tries to cut you with scissors.
有的先生说我的太太就像剪刀一样，天天的在那里说啊说，我就干脆跑到墙那个房角上，对吧？躲避。
Some husband says my wife is just like this pair of scissors is like cutting me off in here and there, and so I have to run up to the roof, little room in the roof.
其实神让你结果子更多。
But God wants you to bear more fruit.
神让我们扎根更深。
God is using this experience so that you can take root more.
但是我们宁愿有很浅的根。
But we just want shallow roots.
我们结不出果子来。
Therefore, we cannot bear fruit.
弟兄姊妹，不要只求外貌。
Brothers and sisters, do not just look at the outward experience,
这个,
appearance.
这个穆安德烈弟兄啊，他在这个内在生活啊，我们的扎根生活那是人看不见的，那是内在生活。
Right. So having a life of taking roots downward is an inner life. No one can see that.
那么穆安德烈弟兄他就说这个内在生活太重要了。
But Andrew Murray says that the inner life is so very important.
你不要光看外面的外貌。
Do not just take a look at the outward appearance.
他讲到他自己生命中一个很重要的经历。
Andrew Murray shared a very important experience in his life.
他在南非嘛，那个山坡上是种的葡萄园。
He was in South Africa, and there in the mountains they have vineyards.
那个葡萄那个长得非常好，那么这个非常丰满。
So the grapes were growing very well, very abundant.
那个园丁啊。那天就告诉他说先生啊，说你这一片的葡萄园所有的葡萄树都要砍下来。
However, the gardener told Andrew Murray that look at this vineyard, all the vines will have to be cut off.
他们必须重新接在另外的根上。
They have to be crafted into a different set of roots.
他说为什么他们长得这么好。
And he said, why? They're growing so well.
你看他们聚会都这么热闹。
Their gatherings are so full of hustle bustle.
啊，他们什么服侍都有。
They have all kinds of services.
哦，很多人都蒙恩得救了。
A lot of people have been saved by grace.
你知道那个园丁说什么
？What did the gardener say to him?
他说这一片的葡萄园，那个根已经有了根病。
The gardener said, but for this vineyard, all the vines have root diseases.
说这个根病，你现在如果不去把那个上面的这个葡萄树砍下来的话，等到这个根病往上一走的话，整个葡萄园就统统毁掉。
If you weren't to cut off the vines right now, and the disease from the root will spread to the vines, then all the vineyards would be destroyed.
我们要问问我们自己。
We have to ask ourselves.
我们真的有根吗
？Do we truly have roots?
如果我们根是浅的
If our roots are shallow,
弟兄姊妹，总有一天主要显明。
One day the Lord will reveal our shallow roots.
我们在神面前要非常的恐惧战惊。
We need to be in fear before and trembling before the Lord about this.
不是我们外面很好就够了。
It's not that if we look good on the outside and that's enough.
我们必须注重我们扎根的生活。
We have to pay particular emphasis of this life taking root downward.
有些年轻人跟我说，哎呦，我信耶稣的从来没想过还要过扎根的生活。
And some young people said to me, I believe in Jesus, I never not know that have to take root.
我就直觉到时候可能有些重担。
So intuitively, I think there's some heavy burdens.
你们说信耶稣凡事都可行。
You say that you can do all things if you believe in Jesus.
只是不是都有益处。
It's just that all things, not all things are profitable.
但是是自由的。
However, you're free.
你看那个人站在上面讲讲还有扎根。
This guy is talking about having a life taking roots downward.
那个要，那第一很慢呐。
First, it's very slow.
第二真的好像重担一样。
Second, it's really like a heavy burden.
其实对于结果子来讲。
But in reality, in terms of bearing fruit.
其实扎根是结果子最快最快的途径。
The fastest way to bear fruit is to take root downward.
其实扎根是最轻省的。
To take root downwards is a light burden.
是最容易的。
It is the easiest.
这是最安息的。
It is the thing that would use the most rest.
弟兄姊妹，为什么我们劳苦担重担？
Why are we heavy laden?
因为我们不想扎根，我们又想结果子，一定劳苦担重担。
Because we don't want to take root downwards, yet we still want to bear fruit. Then we become heavy laden and burdened.
属灵的事情。很快很快属灵的事情都有问题。
Very quickly, all your spiritual issues will be problematic.
你想想生命的东西凡是长得快的都是不好的东西。
You think about it, everything in life that grows very quickly, they are all bad stuff.
真的医生告诉我的。
Doctors tell me this.
我自己有这感觉。
I also have the same sense.
你看我生命中有一块地方它长得特快。
There's one thing in my life.
现在下去了。
There's one thing that grows very fast in my life. Now it has subsided.
它真的不是好东西啊。
It really is not a good thing.
真的有很大的问题啊。
It's greatly problematic.
你知道这个，我记得我们从前我们一起追求的时候，有个弟兄告诉我们，他得到一个秘诀，40天属灵秘诀。
A brother who were pursuing with us before, he said that he has the secret of pursuing in 40 days only.
四十天以后叶子就枯干了。
But after 40 days, your leaves wither.
弟兄姊妹，扎根的生活实在说来是享受安息。
Brothers and sisters, to take roots downward is truly to enjoy rest.
主说我的轭是最容易的。
The Lord says, my yoke is easy.
我的担子是最轻省的。
And my load is light.
弟兄姊妹，我们如果真的顺服主
，Brothers and sisters, if we truly obey the Lord,
其实扎根的生活是最快最快的。
It is the fastest thing for us to take roots downward.
你能想象30年以后那棵树长得你必须得抬头，好像都看不到上面一样
？Think about the tree I planted 30 years ago. It is so high. I had to like lift my head up, and you can't even see the top.
但是等我们那个时候种完树毕业的时候，我们觉得这棵树不会长的。
However, we planted this tree and we graduated. We thought this tree would never grow.
但是长不多高的。
It cannot grow that high.
就长了几个叶子就是了。
It can grow a few leaves and that's it.
但事实上因为它扎根了。
However, because the tree had taken roots downward.
神的儿女如果不学习扎根的生活。
If the children of God do not learn the lesson of taking roots downward.
虽然我们已经有活水在我们的里面。
Even though we already have living water within us.
虽然神让我们过的生活是结果子的人生。
Even though God wants us to lead a life of bearing fruit.
但是我们的生活里面却仍然是糠皮的见证。
However, in our daily life, there's still a testimony of a life being chaff.
那我们怎么扎根呢?
How do we take roots?
我想关于过扎根的生活，弟兄姊妹可能听过很多的道。
You may have heard a lot of sermons on the life of taking roots downward.
那你说你讲的这么重要，那我们是不是脑袋一热我们就扎就可以了呢？
you emphasize on taking roots so much, so why don't we just take root in zeal?
你知道这个栽树这件事真的是很有学问的。
You know that this tree planting thing requires a lot of knowledge.
我记得从前有人送给我兰花。
I remember somebody gave me a pot of orchid.
这些兰花很可怜，因为到了我手里，它们就不开花了。
Orchids, when they come to me, they will no longer blossom.
我就说为什么不开花
？Why wouldn't the orchids blossom?
我一看呢，我这怎么叫土呢？都是渣子。
I look at it and it's like this is not soil. These are just coarse sand.
都是一些木屑子。
They're all like wood chips.
我说这些。卖花的人真的够黑的。
these sellers of flowers are really wicked.
都舍不得给点土啊。
They wouldn't even dare to give me some soil.
我到 Home Depot 一看，那土很便宜啊。
So I go to Home Depot, soil is very cheap.
我买的最肥的土。
So I get the most fertile soil.
黑的。
It's black soil.
我就把那个兰花种进去了。
So I put my orchid in the black soil.
等我种完了以后，它就死掉了。
After I finished planting, the orchid died.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道我们要扎根。
Brothers and sisters, we know we need to take root downward.
但不能随便扎根的。
But you can't just casually take root downward.
随便就扎一个不可以的。
You can't just take root anywhere.
有些神的儿女扎根在讲道理。
Some brothers and sisters take root in sermons.
弟兄姊妹，讲道太重要了。
Brothers and sisters, sermons are indeed important.
我觉得真的很多时候，这是我个人的感觉。对不起，如果我真的是和你小人之心重度众圣徒之福。
I'm sorry, I'm narrow-minded, so I'm measuring you by my narrow standard.
很多时候，我觉得我根本不会听到。
A lot of times, I don't think that I can hear a sermon well.
我们听到的时候并没有听到主的话。
When I hear a sermon, I do not hear the word of the Lord.
我们想听听故事。
I just want to hear stories.
我们想听听一些很新奇的事。
I want to hear some new stuff.
我们主今天有没有向我说话？这个好像跟我很远。
It's the furthest thing in my mind whether the Lord actually speaks to me.
所以我记得有一个弟兄，他真的把根扎在这个听道里面。
So I know this brother who truly takes root in sermons.
可能不到半年听了200篇道，可能大概其实这个数字。
In half a year, he may have heard 200 sermons.
半年以后，叶子就枯干了。
After half a year, his leaves wither.
因为到了教会里边一听，他讲的这叫什么？我听那道比这个强多了。
Because he goes to a church and then he hears a sermon. It's like, I've heard better, much better sermons elsewhere.
就这扎根的道，我那边听的那是五堂啊。
I have heard 5 sermons on taking roots downward.
他这用一个钟头，他想讲扎根的生活。
He only uses an hour. He wants to talk about taking roots downward.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能随便扎根啊。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot casually take roots downward.
有的人扎根在恩赐里面。
Some people take root in grace.
不是这个 gifts.
Gifts.
哎呀，有的，这是我真的经历的。有的弟兄姊妹，如果看不到一些神奇的事情，叶子就枯干了。
But some brothers and sisters, and I've experienced this from other people, that when they don't see any new signs, they wither.
哎呀，如果说我一祷告，这个病没好，哎呀，枯干了。
And I pray and the disease is not healed, I wither.
我丢工作一祷告，哎呀，还不给我工作，枯干了。
I lose my job, I pray, I still have no jobs, I wither.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能扎根在恩赐里面，也不能扎根在那个讲道的里面。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot take root in sermons, nor can we take root in gifts.
有的弟兄姊妹扎根在工作里。
Some brothers and sisters take root in their jobs.
这个 works.
That works.
你知道，很多时候我们知道主让我们为他这个殷勤的做工。
A lot of times we know that the Lord wants us to work zealously for Him.
这是非常宝贵的。
This is very precious.
一个神的儿女不学习侍奉，生命真的不能长大的。
If a child of God does not learn to serve, his life cannot grow.
但是不能把根扎在工作里。
However, we cannot take root in works alone.
还有的弟兄姊妹告诉我，他扎根在聚会里面，好不好？
Some brothers and sisters tell me that they take root in the assemblies.
但是有天发现，不知不觉发现聚会里有问题了。
But unconsciously, there are problems in the assemblies.
马上就枯干了。
He immediately withers.
弟兄姊妹，扎根是非常讲究的。
There's great knowledge in this matter of taking roots.
我们必须扎根在基督的里面。
We have to take root in Christ.
我们必须在基督的爱里面深深的扎根。
We have to be deeply grounded and rooted in the love of Christ.
我们怎样在基督里扎根呢？
How do we take root in the love of Christ?
我用时间的缘故，我只提一个方面。
Because of a time constraint, I will only mention one aspect.
最基本的。
The most basic.
晨更。
Morning devotion.
就是清早起来
early in the morning when you get up,
来到主面前
go into the presence of the Lord.
有人说你这个是初信造就
the people are saying that this is for young believers.
我们中间这个很多参加过初信造就，我们都毕业了
we have all joined the group of basic learning group and we've all graduated.
这个是我们从前好几年以前学的功课
this is the lessons I learned many years ago.
弟兄姊妹，我这里说的晨更不是一个所谓的只是一个属灵的一个学习一个操练
The morning devotion that I mentioned is not just this spiritual discipline
或者是对自己良心的一个安慰
Or just merely a comfort to your conscience
甚至还不仅仅是一个属灵的习惯
It is not even merely a spiritual habit
我们可以读经我们可以祷告我们可以亲近神然后有的时候我们觉着里面感觉很好像骨髓肥油
We can read the Bible, we can pray, we can draw near to Lord. Sometimes we feel very good, and it's like this fatness.
有的弟兄姊妹告诉我说他实在早上没有时间。
Some brothers and sisters tell me that really they have no time in the morning.
但是良心要平安呢。
However, my conscience has to be at peace.
因为初信造就说了，我们一定要有晨更嘛。
Because the basic truth group says that we have to have morning devotion.
他告诉我说，他说他早晨起来，从起来准备。吃早餐，读圣经，祷告，一共一分钟。
this brother tells me that from the time he wake up, he eat breakfast, he just morning devotion is only 1 minute.
良心很平安呢。
But his conscience is really at peace.
但每天过糠皮的人生。
However, every day he leads a life of being chaff.
你发现一点风吹草动，我们就跟世人一样。我们得救以前别的公司裁员我们就害怕现在还没裁员我们就害怕
However, we just lead a life of being chaff Any little minor movement and we are in fear Before, other people, other companies start to have layoffs and we're scared
弟兄姊妹这难道是基督徒生活吗
Is this truly a Christian living?
这就是我们的晨更吗
Is this really a morning devotion?
我觉得这个主带领我们生活里面，我觉得这件事太重要了。
I feel that the Lord's leading in this matter is very important.
穆安德里这样告诉我们。
Andrew Murray tells us.
什么是晨更呢
？What is morning devotion?
不是做一些事情。
It's not that you do something.
不是完成一些的，好像外面的活动。
Like you complete some outward activities.
他说晨更乃是。这一天从基督的同在开始。
Morning devotion is that you start your day with the presence of the Lord.
多么宝贵啊，弟兄姊妹。
How precious, brothers and sisters.
我们不是要扎根吗
？Don't we need to take root downward?
我们不是要和基督紧紧连在一起吗
？Don't we want to be closely in union with Christ?
我们不是说我们要住在基督里吗
？Then we say that we have to abide in Christ.
但是早晨起来。我们是不是从基督的同在开始呢
？However, every morning when we wake up, do we start with the presence of the Lord?
难道我们就以一点点的这个属灵的这些的事情就满足了吗
？Or are we just satisfied with these little spiritual things and we're happy?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
我们要立定心志。
We have to make a firm determination.
不达目的绝不罢休。
We have to reach our goal with that.
主已经给我们开了这条又新又活的道路。
The Lord has already inaugurated this new and living way.
每个神的儿女。
Every single child of God.
只要凭着充足的信心，就可以来到他面前。
With full assurance of faith, he can get into his presence.
让基督的同在成为我们每一天的开始。
So that the presence of the Lord can be the commencement of every single day of our life.
弟兄姊妹，你发现过一段时间以后。
My sisters, you realize that after a period of time,
你都不知不觉,
without you being even conscious of it,
你发现你生命的反应不一样了,
you realize that you have a different reaction to life.
你发现你的内心是一天心思一天,
you will know that your inner man is being renewed day by day.
有的时候我们嫌说聚会太枯干了,
sometimes we feel that this meetings is withering.
怎么这个查经怎么没人讲话。
In our Bible studies, nobody talk.
但是当我们这样的学习扎根的生活
However, as we learn to have a life of taking root downward,
我们进到聚会里，弟兄姊妹就觉着有主的同在。
We enter into the meetings and the brothers and sisters will feel the presence of the Lord.
这是有活水的人生。
This is a life from a spring of living water.
这是结果子的人生。
This is a life that bears fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的秘诀。
Brothers and sisters, this is our secret.
不是方法。
It is not a method.
不是说今天我们这个组这么分一分，明天组那么分一分，弟兄姊妹必须有扎根的生活。
It's not that we do it this way today, that way today, but we have to lead a life of taking roots downward.
有的时候我们觉得是这个弟兄的问题，是那个弟兄的问题。
Sometimes we feel this brother's the problem, that brother's the problem.
就是因为那个姊妹每一次都讲很长很长。
It's because that sister talks on and on and on.
所以我们聚会就死掉了。
Therefore, our meetings, it's full of death.
为什么不用生命吞灭死亡呢？
Why don't you use life to swallow up death?
生命吞灭死亡。
Life will surely swallow up death.
光明胜过所有的黑暗。
Light will overcome all darknesses.
神的儿子显出来。
So that,
除灭魔鬼一切的作为。
So that the Son of God will be revealed and it will put to death all the schemes of the devil.
从哪开始?
Where does all this start?
难道不是从我们一清早开始吗?
Is this not start from early morning?
弟兄姊妹不要气馁。
Brothers and sisters, don't be discouraged.
可能你今天回去，你说明天早上我就成功。
Maybe you go home today, and then tomorrow morning you say, "Well, I have morning devotion."
如果你有这样的心愿，你真的有福气。
If you have this desire, you are blessed.
但是我也告诉你，很可能你摸不着主的同在。
And I will also tell you, maybe you can't even sense the presence of the Lord.
不要灰心。
Do not be discouraged.
因为主的应许说，寻找的一定寻见。
Because the promise of the Lord is, ask and you will find.
叩门的一定开门。
Knock and the door will be open for you.
弟兄姊妹，在信主的事上，我们知道主的应许是永远安定在天的。
Brothers and sisters, in terms of matters of the Lord, we know that they are all firm in the heavenlies.
今天我们蒙恩得救，难道主的应许就改变了吗？
Today we've been saved by grace. Would the promises of the Lord be changed?
有哪一个寻求主的人，主是向他关门呢？
Who is seeking after the Lord, where the Lord will close the door on him?
主是何等巴望我们来亲近他。
How the Lord desires for us to draw near to him.
主何等巴望我们这一天从他的同在开始。
The Lord, how he desires for us to start today, each day with his presence.
是主在那里等我们，弟兄姊妹。
It's the Lord who's waiting for us, brothers and sisters.
每天早晨主把我们唤醒了。
Every morning the Lord wakes us up.
我们来到主面，你发现主已经在那里等我们。
We come into the presence of the Lord and we notice that the Lord is already waiting for us.
我们要立定心志，弟兄姊妹。
We have to make this firm determination.
不从基督的同在开始，我们绝不罢休。
If we don't start with the presence of the Lord, we will not give up.
弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面，如果你找一个成功的榜样。
Brothers and sisters, if you want to find an example of somebody who's doing morning devotion in the Bible,
我不知道你想到谁。
I don't know who you would come up with.
有没有印象？
Do you have any sense?
圣经有啊。
There is some in the Bible.
丹耶里哦，他们都说丹耶里。
Daniel，
丹耶里是很好了哈。不过
Daniel's good，
但是呢，我找到另外一位。
But I found someone else。
以赛亚书五十章。
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 50。
第四节。
Verse 4。
主耶和华赐我受教者的舌头，使我知道怎样用言语扶助疲乏的人。主每早晨提醒我的耳朵，使我能听，像受教者一样。主耶和华开通我的耳朵，我并没有违背，也没有退后。
Isaiah 50 verses 4 and 5. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I may know how to sustain the weary one with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to listen as the instructed. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not disobedient, nor did I turn back.
这里以赛亚说每早晨。
Here, Isaiah talks about morning by morning.
以赛亚是一个每天早晨晨更的一个人。
Isaiah is someone who had morning devotion every day.
弟兄姊妹，什么叫做晨更啊
？Brothers and sisters, what is the meaning of morning devotion?
你我怎么知道我们早晨晨更以后，我们是从基督的同在开始呢
？How do we know that after our morning devotion, our day starts with the presence of the Lord?
一个晨更的人。
Someone who has morning devotion.
以赛亚告诉我们。
Isaiah told us,
他是一个受教的人。
He is someone who is the instructed.
非常宝贵，弟兄姊妹。
This is very precious.
他的耳朵是被开通的。
His ears has been opened.
主可以借着任何的人事物向他说话。
The Lord can speak to him through any man, event, or activity.
早晨，你来到基督的同在面前。
Each morning, as you come into the presence of Christ,
他是真光。
He is the true light.
在他毫无黑暗。
There is no shadow in turning in him.
有哪一个人和真光在一起，他不受教呢
？Who in the midst of true light will not be the instructed?
弟兄姊妹，我们真的有晨更的实际吗
？Do we really have the reality of morning devotion?
如果有晨更的实际的话
，If we have this reality，
你发现主可以用任何的人事物来提醒我们的耳朵。
The Lord can use any person, event, or occurrence to remind us through our ears。
我们的耳朵是时刻开通的。
Our ears can be opened constantly。
弟兄姊妹，没有开通的耳朵，根本谈不上侍奉。
If we don't have opened ears, we cannot even serve.
这是圣经明明告诉我们的，我们没有时间讲，但是大家都知道，没有一个开通的耳朵，人没有办法侍奉。
But we all know that the Bible clearly tells us, without opened ears, we cannot truly serve.
当主耶稣那会儿时候要喂饱五千人的时候
，When the Lord was feeding the 5,000,
主说你们让他们吃饱吧。
The Lord told the disciples, "You feed them."
我发现非常稀奇啊。
Amazingly,
彼得到哪去了
？Where's Peter?
约翰上哪去了
？Where's John?
都成耳边风了。
The Lord's words had just blown by their ears.
幸亏有两个人呢。
Fortunately, there were two other people.
这是两三个人的原则。
This is the principle of two or three.
有两个，他们很软弱。
There were two people who were very weak.
他们什么都没有。
They had nothing.
但是他们听见了。
But they heard.
他们反应啊。
They had reacted.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等巴望神能喂饱五千人，对不对
？How we desire, brothers and sisters, to feed 5,000.
我们看见今天有多少疲乏的人。
We see that there's so many weary ones.
弟兄姊妹，在教会里面，你能够扶持疲乏的人吗
？In the church, can you help the weary ones?
很多时候。如果我们不是个受教者，我们的舌头绝不是受教者的舌头。
Brothers and sisters, if we are not the instructed, we would not have the tongue of the instructed.
我们有的时候是埋怨者的舌头。
A lot of times we have the tongue of a murmurer.
很多时候讲很多消极的话语。
A lot of times we say a lot of passive words.
或者我们有教训人的舌头。
Or we have a tongue of a reproof.
弟兄姊妹，这些使疲乏的人更加疲乏。
This will make the weary ones even more weary.
只有受教者的舌头。
Only the tongue of the instructed.
为什么？
Why?
因为你耳朵是开的。
Because your ears are open.
你碰到一个疲乏的人。
And you run into a weary one.
不是你说万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
You're not just telling him all things work together for good for those who love God.
圣灵在里面就告诉你，这一个疲乏的人，你什么话都不能讲。
The Spirit is telling you within that for this weary one, you say nothing.
你好不好听他讲一讲？
Just hear him out.
我们在侍奉中常常遇到这样的经历。
We have constantly have this experience in our service.
一个人从来不会听别人，是绝对不会侍奉的。
If someone has not heard, learned to hear other people, he can surely not serve.
有的时候人家告诉你，你说好不好？他说很好，你知道他不好。
Sometimes you ask someone, are you well? And he said, well, and you know he's not well.
如果我们的耳朵是开通的，
If our ears are open,
我们能够听出他没有说出来的话。
We can hear the words that he does not utter.
而且你可以听见圣灵向你说话的声音。
And you can also furthermore hear the voice of the Spirit speaking to you.
一句主的话可能就赐给你。
Maybe a word of the Lord is being granted to you.
可能他给你哭了一个小时。
Maybe he cries before you for an hour.
走的时候你就说了一句话。
At the departure time, you just say one word.
软弱疲乏的人得到扶持。
However, the weary one, the weak one, is sustained.
弟兄姊妹，我们何等盼望被主使用呢？
Brothers and sisters, how we desire to be used by the Lord.
我们知道我们的地上是主的见证。
We know that we're testimonies for the Lord.
我们要学习传福音，对不对？
We need to learn to preach the gospel, right?
我曾经真的是很亏欠，很亏欠。
I have really fallen short.
曾经我那一次我去传福音，我发现那个时候我那天可能没有听，真的没听里面的声音，讲了一个半小时。
At that time when I preached the gospel, I did not hear the voice from within, and I spoke for an hour and a half.
我看疲乏的更加疲乏。
I see that the weary ones becoming even more weary.
然后呢，聚会呢又分组。
And then after the meetings, we have divided into groups.
我们那个组里面，我们一共四个弟兄姊妹，再加上一个福音朋友。
In our group, there are four brothers and sisters and just one gospel friend.
另外三个弟兄姊妹又一人讲了20分钟。
The other brothers and sisters, they each took another 20 minutes each.
我都疲乏了。
Even I became weary.
最后我就问了一个问题。
Finally, I asked one question.
我说你要不要讲讲你有什么需要，我们可以为你祷告。
I said, why don't you tell us about your needs and we can pray for you?
他哭了。
And the person cried.
他说我就需要有人为我祷告。
I truly need someone to pray for me.
说你们讲的这些我没有办法听。
I cannot hear what you guys are telling me.
因为我父亲昨天刚刚走掉。
Because my father just passed away yesterday.
他只需要有一个人为他祷告。
He just needed one person to pray for him.
我们的耳朵如果不被开通。
However, if our ears have not been opened,
弟兄姊妹，我们只能使人更加疲乏。
We can only make a weary people more weary.
弟兄姊妹，不要轻看、小看这样的晨更。
Brothers and sisters, do not lightly esteem this morning devotion.
我们真的有晨更的实际吗？
Do we truly have the reality of morning devotion?
我们乃是有真的有的时候是可以跟人家夸口的。
Sometimes we can boast to other people.
我什么都做过了。
I've done all things.
祷告聚会、查经聚会，什么聚会都去，而且还称灯。
I've been to a prayer meetings, all meetings.
甚至晨更聚会都去了。
I've also been to the meeting for morning devotion.
弟兄姊妹，我们需要从基督的同在开始。
Brothers and sisters, we need to start.With the presence of the Lord.
可能有弟兄姊妹说，我们早就有这样的操练了。
Maybe some brother and sister says, I already have the spiritual discipline.
但是扎根的生活不仅仅是我们基督徒开始的生活，也是一生的生活。
However, the life of taking root downwards is not just the life of morning devotion, it's the it lasts our entire life.
我坐飞机的时候
When I was on a plane,
我问我自己我要不要晨更
I asked myself, should I have morning devotion?
你知道现在这世界多么厉害把那个眼目的情绪就摆在你面前了
You know, nowadays the world is has such tricks. They put the eyes of the lust right in front of your seat.
只要你按就可以了。
You just press this button.
你上飞机，你看每个人都是从这个眼目的情欲开始。
You get on a plane. Everybody in their seat starts with the eyes, the lust of their eyes.
如果我们在基督里扎根
，If we were to have a life taking roots downward in Christ，
我们说主，你真的可以使用我。
And I say, Lord, you can truly use me.
当你眼睛睁开的时候，你从什么开始
？When you open up your eyes, what do you start with?
你说我已经扎根了很多年了。
You say that I've taken roots downward many years.
那也不能保证你不失败。
This cannot guarantee that you will not fail.
大卫那一天真的没有成功。
David that day did not have morning devotion.
他没有从基督的同在开始。
He did not start with the presence of the Lord.
他从眼目的情欲开始。
He started with the lust of his eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这是可悲的。
This is deplorable, brothers.
神的儿女怎么要过刚皮的生活呢
？Why would children of God lead a life of being chaff?
我们真的扎根了吗
？Do we truly have a life taking root downwards?
我们早晨真的从基督的同在开始了吗
？Do we truly start with Christ every morning?
还是从眼目的情欲开始
？Or do we start with the lust of the eyes?
今天这个眼目的情欲都在每个人手里。
Today, the lust of the eyes are in every of your hands.
早晨头一件事情，多少的年轻人都是从眼目的情欲开始。
So many times, our young people start the day with lust of their eyes.
父母说的话你能听见吗
？Can you hear what your parents are saying to you?
其实年轻人如果多听听父母的话，少走多少的弯路啊！
If our young people would listen to their parents, they can avoid a lot of perverse, crooked ways.
因为我们的耳朵没有开通啊。
Because our ears are not opened.
因为我们早晨是从眼目的情欲开始。
Because every morning we start with the lust of our eyes.
弟兄姊妹，这是一场属灵的征战。
But this is spiritual warfare.
不要以为说只是一个手机的问题。
Don't think that this is just a matter of a cell phone.
那关乎到我们是不是能够过活水泉源的人生。
This matters because it determines whether we can lead a life of a spring of living water.
是不是能够过一个结果子的人生
？And it determines whether we can lead a life bearing fruit.
弟兄姊妹，这个时代越过越邪恶。
Brothers and sisters, this is going to be a more and more adulterous and evil generation.
我们知道前面的试炼可能更加的严重。
We know that the trials ahead of us is even more severe.
神的教会能不能站住
？Can the church of God stand firm？
关键在每一个神的儿女。是不是肯每天早晨从基督的同在开始
？The key is for every single child of God start the day with the presence of the Lord.
愿主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你从万人中拣选我们。
You have chosen us from all people.
我们实在不比任何人强。
We are no stronger than better than anyone else.
我们不过都是刚。
We are all but chaff.
是你爱了我们。
It is you who loved us.
在这岁末的时候，我们愿意向你祷告。
At the end of this year, we want to pray to you.
我们愿意爱你更深。
We want to have more love to you.
愿意每天早晨从你的同在开始。
We want to start every day with the presence of the Lord.
在基督里深深的扎根。
We will take root deeply in Christ.
无论外面的环境怎样改变
Regardless of how the outward circumstances may change.
我们这一生都站在你这一边
We will stand on your side for the rest of our lives.
让你得着你自己儿女的见证
So you gain the testimony of your own children.
听我们的祷告
Hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督的名
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.